All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, as the Tennessee Titans fell to the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday in the AFC Championship game, their offseason has officially begun. And one of the biggest questions that the Titans must answer going forward is, what will they do with quarterback Ryan Tannehill? Now, Tannehill is set to become an unrestricted free agent, and in his 1 year with the Titans, he was solid. Remember, this team acquired Tannehill from the Miami Dolphins last March after an up-and-down career in South Florida. And when the Titans began this season with a record of 2-4 with Marcus Mariota under center, head coach Mike Vrabel made the move to the veteran Tannehill, and this team really responded to that. The Titans would win 7 of Tannehill's 10 starts during the regular season to earn a wild card berth, and in the playoffs, they secured a pair of road upset wins, first over the defending Super Bowl champion New England Patriots, and then the Baltimore Ravens, who had the best record in football during the regular season. Now, during this regular season, Tannehill had his best season in the NFL as he threw 22 touchdown passes to just 6 interceptions, while he also completed 70% of his passes. Tannehill did a solid job of playing off of Derrick Henry, and you have to wonder, has he done enough to be back in Tennessee for 2020? You look at head coach Mike Vrabel. And Mike Vrabel wants a physical, smart team. And you look at the way that the Titans play defense. They are a very physical team. That physicality is also on the offensive side of the ball. The Titans have one of the biggest and best offensive lines in the NFL, led by offensive tackle Taylor Lewan. And you look at Derrick Henry, and we saw what he could do in the postseason as he ran over both the Patriots and Ravens defenses. And you look at that. Tannehill did a good job of playing off of that. And more importantly, Tannehill didn't go out there and play hero ball. And this team really rallied around Ryan Tannehill. And more importantly, for the first time in a long time, the Titans had a quarterback that they believe in. Now, I know that Derrick Henry is also set to become an unrestricted free agent, and the Titans have to do their part to keep him. But if the Titans bring Henry back, I think Tannehill will be back for 2020. As long as his price tag isn't through the roof. Remember, there's going to be plenty of veteran quarterbacks out there this offseason. So I really think it's an 80 to 85% chance that we're going to see Tannehill back with the Titans for 2020. I think he has done enough to keep his job. He is showing promise. I mean, he's going to be 32 in July, but at the same time, but what we've seen in quarterbacks in the recent years, 32 is not necessarily the end of the line like it once was in the NFL for a quarterback shelf life. And I think the Titans can definitely get a couple of more serviceable years out of Tannehill if he can come close to the production that he had this year. But I think a lot of that factors in to the team that the Titans are going to put around Tannehill. Are they going to continue to have a strong defense? And is Derrick Henry going to be able to continue running the ball with the physical status and nature that he did in 2019? So we'll have to wait and see. But as long as the Titans put a quality team around Ryan Tannehill again, I think that he could be their starter in 2020 and still be a guiding or help to be one of the guiding lights for this offense. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with the tax deadline several months away, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care. And have yourselves a wonderful day.